Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Tainis, and today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, V'chein ir sheyesh b'dever o mapolas, if you have a city that has a plague, or there are collapsing buildings all over the city, so those are terrible, terrible tragedies. Osa ir misano masra'a, such a city has to go right to the most strict types of fast days. V'kol sivosea misanos v'lo masrios, and the neighboring cities will fast, but it will be a less severe type of fast, and they're not going to blow shofar and have a Yom Tefillah to such an extent. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Machios Vilmasanos. Just like in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva disagrees over here also, and he says the neighboring cities are going to blow the shofar. They're not going to fast, though. That's the way they have it less severe than the city that's actually suffering. Not that they fast without blowing the shofar, but that they blow the shofar without fasting. Ezo Dever, how do we define Dever? How many people have to die for it to be considered a plague? So ir hamotzia chamish meos ragli, if there's a population of 500 healthy men in town, and three of those men are from the town died of natural causes on three consecutive days, meaning one each day for three consecutive days, that is dever, that is a plague. Pachos mikan in zedever, if it's less than that number, then we don't consider that to be a plague. We'd consider that to be, you know, just deaths that happen to be unrelated to each other, that might happen in proximity to each other. It's only if it's three. So if it's obviously it's all based on how many people. So the mission is assuming 500 people. If it were 1,000 people, then you'd have to double the number, right? It would have to be two deaths a day. So and obviously, if the people who are dying, you know, are 100 years old or have had cancer or something like that, so that's not a plague, meaning they're dying of illness, obviously. So plague would be people who were presumed healthy and young and vibrant, and then three of them, one day after the other, die. That's considered to be a plague. Now, Mishnah Hay goes through the different tragedies for which the most severe fasts are observed right away, even if you're not in the immediate vicinity of where the tragedy is striking. Al elu matrim b'kol makum, for the following things, we blow the shofar and have the most serious fast everywhere. Al shidafon v'ali rakon, if there are strong winds that will ruin the crops, where the crops get yellowish, which causes them, which is a plague of the crops of some sort. Ala arbe vele chasil, if there's arbe or chasil, different types of locusts that are attacking the crops. Al chayira, if there are dangerous beasts that are roaming the area. Vele cherev, if there are armies that are passing through. So matrin alem neshi makam alechas, then we blow the shofar for each of those things everywhere, because we assume even if it's limited to one location right now, it's not going to be limited to that one location for long. It will travel from one place to the next. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that if a city has a plague or caving in walls, so that city goes to the most severe forms of fasts, but the neighboring towns, to Machlokas, Tanakama says, they fast a less severe form of fast, and Rikiva says they blow shofar but they don't fast. And we defined a plague as if it's a city of 500 young healthy men, that 3 days in a row a person dies on one day after the next, 3 days in a row. If it's less than that, it's not called Dever. Mishnah Hay, we said that there are certain calamities that we're going to have to decree a fast on everybody in a very severe form, even the people that are not directly affected. If there's some problem with the grain, or there's been a locust attack on the fields, or there are wild beasts, or there's an invading army. So in those cases, that's a makam halechas. That's something that's not going to stay localized, and therefore even the other areas are going to have to fast the most severe forms of a fast. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.